Thank you. My name is Michelle Dwyer. I self-published a little book called Junk Drunk 2 years ago. And in doing that, it's taken me a lot of places. I guess it sort of took me here tonight. I befriended a lot of people who make zines all over the country, which are little photocopied books, which is sort of what my little book was. Anyway, I befriended a girl in New York City who got me a couple readings in New York and in Philadelphia. And I like to pretend that I'm a really free spirit person just going where the wind blows, but I'm a little bit neurotic. So anyway, I got a reading in Philadelphia, and I told my mom, I'm going to Philadelphia to read some of my stories at an anarchist bookstore. Isn't that so cool and edgy? And she was like, anarchy, like I'm supposed to know what that means. And so I didn't explain that to her. But anyways, I went to this bookstore, and I met a guy there just before I had moved to Baltimore. I live in Pigtown now, and it was just Pigtown, which is right across the street from the stadiums, so I saw a sea of orange today. So I went to Philadelphia, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm from Baltimore, you know, doing a reading in Philadelphia. I'm so worldly. And there was this guy at the front of the anarchist bookstore, and I was just feeling really cool. I had a perm at the time, and there's another mistake I'll tell you about later. yeah, the hair show. So I was talking to the guy who, for an anarchist, was really friendly, and he had an iPhone, too. So that was weird. And they had electricity in the bookstore, so... Anyways, I was like, yeah, I'm about to move to Baltimore. If you ever come, you should just, like, totally stay at my place, you know? Like, you know, I'm cool, whatever. And he was like, I'm going to really take you up on that because I have some friends there and it would be cool to crash. And I'm like, yeah, crash. Crash at my pad. So, anyways, a week later, he emailed me, also with internet, and... And he was like, so I'm coming to Baltimore. Can I stay at your place? And I was like, totally, you know, come on down. So he did. And I went out of my way. I picked him up at the White Marsh bus stop. What is that? The Megabus. Yes, at the Megabus. And I was like, it's no big deal, even though that's really not close at all. But anyways, I picked him up, and I tried to pretend like we were old friends, but the vibe that we had had before just wasn't really there. And, I mean, I wasn't romantically interested in him at all, but, you know, it was just like, this guy's going to stay in my house. And so, anyways, the ride there was, like, a little bit awkward, and I had, like, cool mixtapes from independent bands, and I was like, isn't this so anarchist and everything? And he was just like, yeah, okay. Anyway, I took him out to some bars with my friends, and he was just really, really quiet, and I'm really shy, too, so that was really weird. But, I tried to get him going. I invited one of my friends who... the two of us always make jokes, and we try to make people feel comfortable, but it was getting to that weird lull where we just had nothing to talk about. So my friend Jonathan, who I went to high school with, he cracked open that book that you don't want to crack open. He started talking about high school, which was awkward because the anarchists didn't go to our high school. So we're like, oh, God, remember Rebecca Fishback? She was crazy. And he's like... You know, didn't know who that was. And that's just terrible. Like, oh, Mr. Burns, he always gave me a B, you know. And so anyways, we also were trying to play this game where we like made up Mary-Kate and Ashley like 90s movie things like, don't go in the basement, Dad said. And like we thought it was a fun game. Like we'd be like, whatever you do, don't follow the... You know, anyways, we did that voice. Anyways, he wasn't having it. He wasn't laughing like you guys were. Thank you. And so we went to a diner after our bar excursion, and it just was not going well, and we were still talking about high school. And finally he opened up and was like, I have to tell you guys something. And I was like, all right, he's finally talking. And he said, I don't like you people. Thanks. Thank you.